When I was asked to join Rotary, and I did a little research online, I'm a big Neil Young fan, and Joni Mitchell, and both of those had polio as children. Rotary at that time launched a program to eliminate polio around the world. That caught my imagination. The people were friendly in Rotary, so I said, I'll join this club. So I'm really glad I did. And I've been an advocate for polio eradication ever since. At that time, there were 125 countries around the world that had active polio. And today, there are two, Afghanistan and Pakistan. We're that close to eliminating polio in the world. It's really amazing.
So if you've been a Rotary member since 1988 or shortly thereafter, you must have held various positions with the club over that time, maybe several times.
This is true. Probably all of the different positions. My wife, Jane, and I are now area governors, and we look after seven clubs up the Ottawa Valley and in southeastern Ontario, western Quebec, and northern New York State. So it's an international district, as are most of the Rotary districts across Canada. They're tied into the United States.
You've pretty much outlined how you got involved with the club, but tell me why you feel it's important to give back.
The structure, the way Rotary works, they're local clubs. We do things locally. Well, there are clubs in all these other countries of the world as well. We have no paid people in Rotary. We have no building that we have to pay for. All of the money we collect in as a service club, we give back out. That's an important thing to me.
I appreciate what you said about overhead, but I know you don't meet in a post box. What have you guys done during COVID about your meeting schedule, and are you back to a normal meeting location, and if so, where is that?
We missed one meeting, 1 week, and then we went around to all our members and we paid for 1 year of Zoom. We got everybody set up on Zoom, and so the following week we had a meeting with 3/4 of the members, and the following week I think we had a meeting with all the members. Now we've had most recently a few dinners and breakfasts together, and in September the first meeting of the month is a dinner meeting. We go out to one of the local restaurants now, and the third meeting is a hybrid meeting where we meet in person as well, and we meet 7 o'clock Monday nights at the Kenwood Center.
You have a lengthy involvement, but I'm going to put you on the spot and say, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
Well, this year in our environmental group, we organized the planting of 20,000 trees in McNabb. So that's one. But to me, literacy is very important. We've kind of expanded this free dictionary project. Dictionaries for Life, it's called, but it's an illustrated dictionary to every grade 3 student in our 5 area elementary schools. So that's over 250 children this year will receive at least one book in their home that is theirs, setting them up for school and for life in my mind. So that, to me, that would be the answer to that question.
Just as we close, I want to thank you for the incredible length of service that you've given to Rotary in the community and now beyond the community with the governorship.
It's been an enjoyable time, and I will continue with this, but we are looking for more members. You can get more information on this at our website, arnprarrotary.ca, or on Facebook, Arnprar Rotary Facebook.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and I bid you adieu, and thank you for joining us on short notice.
Thank you very much, Rick. Take care.